turundusuudised.
And this time the Euromonitor comes to help us out again. Because it's a summer time, the topic isn't very hard, but still it's something we could discuss here. So sure. The headline goes like, why US still trumps China in personal accessories strategies? So when I was going to read it, I really didn't understand what's the question, but after I was gone through this article, I simply understood that two things. I understood that the China or emerging market, one of the biggest markets in the world, is actually doing very well in some accessories, some personal accessories, and itself without the help of US and this jewelry. Yes?
Yeah.
And in other parts like clothes and things like that, the US is doing really well in China, or the Western brands are doing very well in China. Everybody wants to buy them. So, yes. So actually, if we come back to the headline, then yeah. My question is, actually, does the US still trump China in personal accessory strategies, and why it does and why it doesn't? So what is your thoughts about it?
Both, and I would say I don't know 100%, but from my understanding, China is in a different league. Okay, Chinese are very clever people, according to me. They, you know, and that's why they took a different route as opposed to Russia. And they took a different route, meaning they maintained, they understood that, you know, if they progress in the way they were progressing in the past, they will not reach anywhere. And, you know, they knew that the poverty was you know, so intense in their country, so they have to initially find a way to support people. By manufacturing at a much, much lower cost. And they succeeded to a large extent. And it will haunt them a little as they will, you know, as time pass, because, you know, China is no longer, even for China, a cheap place. It does become very, very expensive. Most of the things are very expensive, just like what you said just now. The brands, the American brands, the French brands or German brands are, you know, all in China. The Chinese and people who are wealthy, they only want to use these brands. As opposed to the Americans or the British or the Germans, don't want Chinese brand. If they are using Chinese stuff, they will hide it, but still use it. Okay, it doesn't come to the level of Japan, because Japan was, you know, took the initiative of doing it better than the producer, and that probably China will come there. And China will reach there. They're very intelligent people. They're very hardworking people. And I'm pretty sure in a few years' time, China will reach there. You know, probably the biggest advantage for America is this. America is able to drive the know-how from the rest of the world to America. Whatever discipline, whatever knowledge base it is, whether they are singers, whether they are actors, whether they are painters, whether they are computer guys, whether they are, you know, doctors, whatever they are. Somehow people believe in the brand of America.
It's a kind of Western quality, yes?
I don't know whether we call it Western quality, but I think it is a perception of thousands of people or millions of people around the world of the idea that the Western products or American products or services are better. And if I were to work in America, I'm considered the best. Or if I were to go there, I will achieve all my goals or my dreams or whatever it is. So whether that is a reality or not, that's a different issue altogether. And so also the product and services. And you know, unfortunately, many people believe and still, you know, I hear this whenever I go to various places, including to China and India, they all, you know, come to talk to me about, you know, how to get into the American market. I tell them, please don't. You will be in such a bad shape unless you are so very well prepared, like the Toyotas and Hondas and all that, those, you know, Sonys and Samsung and whatnot.
Or if you are buying a Western company as Volvo or somebody have done.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those examples are also there. For instance, Tata, the Indian company, bought the British Jaguar and other companies. So those examples are also there. And since then, apparently Jaguar is doing better than in their entire life.
But in this article, it doesn't say, but it in a way, it seems to me that. If I'm compare those brands or different names, how well is somebody doing in China? Then and if I take to consider the mentality of Chinese, they understand that at least in this personal accessories, there is no point of selling cheap things or low level things to China, because they have plenty of them themselves. The best strategy is to sell just the most highly priced products. Or is it too simple to say like that?
No, that you're 100% right. Mm-hmm. That's 100% right. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Because they know all the cheap things, and they know all the best things as well. they are not fools. They know it very well.
Anu, your comments.
My comment was actually from completely different point of view.
Like always.
Like always, or like sometimes. But what I was looking and just thinking when I read the article was that I don't know, has the China by today become the world's biggest economy, or is it soon becoming? So probably they just count by months until China is passing US. Size-wise, and what I thought was that it will be a source of a lot of interesting comparisons. If there are two the world's biggest economies that are totally different, really absolutely totally different, and then it's very interesting to start to compare all of the things. How is China different from US? And I think that for most of the marketeers, it might be a good a good source for new ideas, starting to compare and question what is happening in this industry in one country, what is happening in the other, and what should we learn if we compare both of them?
Yeah, obviously, you know, I'm not an economist, but you know, from my limited understanding and having traveled to both, you know, China and having lived in America. What I believe is that China's aim is to beat America, according to me. That's their aim. And China is not trying to compare with any other place. China wants to compete with America, nothing else. And they are doing almost everything, right from the education onwards. You know, they're almost every professor in America, in China, if they want to get a promotion, they have to go to America and work at least for a year in an American university. Think about it.
But what about India?
India is not doing that. And therefore, I believe that, you know, India will take much longer than China. The India's advantage is the language. The biggest advantage, and the British created that for them, and the British also created something else, that the education system, and they use that to the Indians' advantage. India is probably a little, of course, every country is different, you know. And coming back, so India, you might remember when the entire world economy was going into big trouble, India didn't have the problem because India manufactures and India sell it to Indians because India itself is a producer and consumer. And many, many countries don't understand that well. India's middle class is bigger than the entire Europe put together. So if India can manufacture things, you know, you might probably know the only place Mercedes has got another factory is in India. And apparently, you know, every time they manufacture that, you know, every year their stock goes finished before they can produce it. So what I'm trying to say, let's not compare India now at the moment. Let's no, stay with Estonia.
No, but as we talk about export, it's always good to know what do the yes. the people who have traveled a lot, who have been in different places, what do they think about the countries and economies. It's always a good insight.